Welcome to Whiskey Cast, the Cask Strength podcast featuring news and interviews from the world of whiskey. I'm Mark Gillespie. This is episode number 146 for May 25th, 2008. Coming up in a few minutes.
People always seem to worry that there's not enough room. Well, believe you me, there is enough room. This island is 26 miles long and 18 miles wide. Now, Manhattan's about a tenth of that size, you know, so we can get plenty of people onto the island.
None other than Jim McEwen of Brooklatty, and the last week of May means one thing on Isla, it's festival time. The Isla Festival of Malt and Music, also known as Fazeel, is on. We'll have more from Jim later, along with Michael Heads of Ardbeg and John Campbell of Laphroaig. First, though, let's look at the news. If you haven't noticed lately, food prices are going up worldwide. Crop prices for corn, barley, wheat, and other grains are at record levels because of global demand. And you may have an idea where I'm heading with this. Distillers are warning us now that rising grain prices and energy costs are likely going to affect whiskey prices, even though the whiskey being produced now won't go on sale for years. Tullibardine director Doug Ross told the Herald that smaller distilleries are going to be the hardest hit, since they won't be able to absorb rising costs the way larger distilleries can. Constellation Brands has figured out one way to cut costs for its Black Velvet Canadian whiskey. It's agreed to sell its Chenly distillery and bottling plant in Valleyfield, Quebec to Diageo. Constellation also makes Black Velvet at its distillery in Lethbridge, Alberta, and will consolidate all of its production there. Diageo has already been using the Valleyfield distillery for several of its own brands for years now, but it won't be used to make Crown Royal, which is distilled exclusively in Gimli, Manitoba. An update now on a couple of the new whiskies I mentioned in the last episode. The Antiquary 1977 Blended Scotch from Tomaten is expected to be released in the U.S. sometime in June, and the Old Forester Repeal Bourbon Special Edition will be released on December 5th, the 75th anniversary of the repeal of Prohibition in the U.S. Before then, Old Forester will release its annual Birthday Bourbon in September, honoring the birthday of George Garvin Brown, the founder of Old Forester and Brown Foreman. Master distiller Chris Morris has already picked the barrels for the Birthday Bourbon. They were filled back on September 6th, 1995. Time now for the calendar of events brought to you by Laphroaig. Some new events added to the calendar this week. The Dundee Dell in Omaha, Nebraska will hold single malt tastings on June 1st and 5th. The Brandy Library will hold an introduction to scotch class on June 3rd in New York City, along with tastings of rare scotches on June 11th and 26th. The Kentucky Bourbon Festival's annual preview sampler will be June 7th in Frankfort. Springbank Distillery has a full month of whiskey school classes scheduled in Campbelltown. The week-long sessions start June 2nd, the 9th, the 16th, and the 23rd. And Whiskey Magazine's choice as the best whiskey store in the world this year has a unique tasting planned on Father's Day, June 15th. Linnell's in Brooklyn, New York will be pouring whiskeys made by father and son distilling teams. You'll find a complete calendar of events at the Whiskey Cast website, and it's brought to you by Laphroaig Quarter Cask. Become a friend of Laphroaig and claim your own square foot of Isla at Laphroaig.com. It's festival week on Isla. Each year, the Isla Festival of Malt and Music draws in whiskey lovers from around the world for a week of music, fun, food, and, of course, whiskey. Each distillery has its own special day during the week and also produces a special bottling just for the festival. First off, let's start with Laphroaig Master Distiller, John Campbell.
We'll start off on the Sunday night with a nightcap in our newly built Friends of Laphroaig Lounge. And then on the Monday, we'll share with all the other distilleries in a whiskey tasting event in the local village hall in Portellan. Then on the Tuesday night, Tuesday is Laphroaig's day, so we're actually going to be doing all sorts of events and tastings throughout the day. Robert Hicks, our master blender, is going to be doing the last three festival bottlings, tasting them against each other. Then Simon Brookin, who's our US brand ambassador, and myself are going to be taking people up to the water supply to put some of our peaty water in a drama 15-year-old. Then out to the peats, where we'll get them cutting peats for a wee while. And we'll have a drama cast strength out there. And then back to the floor maltings, and we'll get them working the floors in our maltings. So, and we'll give them a taste of some 12-year-old high-growth bottling for that one. So we'll be keeping them working. And then Simon and I are also doing tastings on Wednesday and Thursday that week, and then I'll go on holiday on Friday.
What's this year's festival bottling?
This year's festival bottling is called Cartus. And the kind of, it's a range of ages, and it's 9 to 15-year-old bourbon barrels, and then two sherry butts of 16-year-old spirit. So they're all mixed together, and that's the brand that we're creating a brand for Friends of Lafroy called Cartus.
Sounds interesting. And that's available to the Friends of Lafroy as well?
Yep, it's online at this moment. And we also, what we did this year, we did it slightly different. We launched it in Sweden on the 1st of May. So we put just about 1,000 bottles into Sweden, I think. And that was hugely popular. We had people camping around the stores again in Sweden to try and get one of these bottles. So we launched it there, and then it's been online now for just about a week and a half, and I think most of that's gone. And then we're just starting it on site this weekend.
And the rest of it will be gone by the week or so from now?
Yeah, it'll all be gone. Yeah, it's about 6,500 to 7,000 bottles in total. And what we'll be doing, the profits from this, we'll just reinvest in the distillery site. And it's the same. We bought a lounge for Friends of Lafroy last year. This year we're going to reinvest the money and build a museum area just to show some of our heritage. And we've got quite a colourful history as well at Lafroy, so be able to tell everyone about that and show it in pictures. And we've got a lot of nice artefacts to be able to show people as well.
A few weeks ago, Boonahaven's Ian McMillan told us about his Faisiel release, a special 21-year-old bottling of Boonahaven that will likely sell out before the week is over. At Ardbeg, it's the first festival for Michael Heads as distillery manager. He arrived on Islay last summer to take the helm.
We've got various things planned. We've got sort of special tastings, tours, sort of walks up to our water supply with some of the boys, and just various different events. We're doing special things all week, but on Saturday the 31st is our sort of main day. We've got some music going on, different whiskies. We're having a special release for the festival of our new 10-year-old, which is sort of limited edition. So it's going to be a busy week. Yeah.
Tell me some more about the bottling.
Bottling itself is the 10 years old. Ardbeg, which is going to be a cast strength, the first cast strength of that side. It's the end of what we call the PD path to maturity. Over the last few years, we've released some whiskies here which have been called very young, still young and almost there, which is watching, if you like, Ardbeg growing up to its 10-year-old maturity. And then this week we have the 10-year-old at cast strength, which is going to be a sort of limited edition to finish off that range, if you like. So it's proven to be, it's going to be very popular. A lot of people are asking about it, so.
Is that one going to be available to committee members too?
It's going to be available sort of through different markets in a limited amount. But it's going to be available for us mainly at the distillery and possibly, you know, through our internet shop as well. But at the moment, we're doing a committee bottling at the moment, which we're busy mailing out to committee members.
That's the Corey Brecken, right?
That's the Corey Brecken. So we're busy at the moment. We've got all hands and decks here just parceling and trying to get as many of them out as quickly as we can.
I wish you guys could send those to the States, because I'd love to try that one.
Yes, it's very popular. We must be just about sold out. It's a limited edition of about 4,500 bottles, and it's I think it must be just be all the way.
Is Festival Week sort of the highlight of the year for you guys?
It's busy. I mean, we get a lot of whiskey enthusiasts, you know, coming from all over the world, and you know, people like to come at that time, and we try and do special things, you know, and there's some special bottlings go on for that week, and different events at different distilleries. And, you know, everyone does their own thing and, you know, welcomes a lot of people through the week. And it's proved very popular over the last 10 to 12 years.
As I said earlier, each distillery has its own day, and as I record this on May 25th, it's Brook Laddie Day. A couple of years ago, the boys at Brook Laddie set up border fences on the road to the distillery, complete with Fidel Castro-styled border guards. This year they may wish they had those border guards, once word gets out of what Jim McEwen did for Brook Laddie's festival bottling.
We kick off at 12:30, we've got the pipe band marching through the town, opening our day up, and then we have music all day. We've got three different bands playing all afternoon Celtic music. We've got a bit of rock and roll music. We've got Norma Monroe. We've got all sorts of musicians performing. All the local people are coming in with their stalls. They're selling honey, and they're selling this, and they're selling that. And we've got the local boat builder coming. We've got live pigs from Dunlossity State. So after a master class in the afternoon, that's 120, and there's a attending, so featuring some of the new whiskies we have. We're bringing a whole bunch of stuff. And there's a second master class with the Money McDavid products, which is our stuff, you know. So two huge classes there. And in the shop, our special festival cask is the first ever X4, which is the whiskey I quadruple distilled just over a year and a half ago. So we're releasing that as a world exclusive. It's nobody's ever tasted quadruple distilled single malt in their life. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. That's never been done. Nobody's ever distilled malt whiskey four times, apart from a holy guy who did it in 1746, and that's how I got the idea. Read about it in a historical journal. Apparently in 1746, this holy guy distilled in a very, very small still. He distilled whiskey four times, and he called it Ushki Babol, which means the perilous whiskey. And it's recorded in the journal that he said, if you drink one spoonful, you live forever. If you drink two, you go blind. And if you drink three, you die instantly. So I thought, brilliant, I must try that. I've got to have a crack at that, you know.
And that's only going to be available at the festival, right?
Initially, and then I'll go on a limited release towards the end of the year. So it's 1 year old, so it's not single malt whiskey, it's plain British spirit. In our case, it'll be plain or pure Islay spirit. You can't call it malt because it's not 3 years old. But I got the strength up to 91%. Can you imagine?
Wow.
That? Yeah, exactly. See that word you just used there, wow. When you taste this whiskey, that's the first thing that comes into your head is wow. And it was quite dangerous to do because we've got very, very old pot stills. I mean, that's ancient. So I was like, Jesus, you could blow half the bloody island up. You could end up in Northern Ireland. Now, who would want to go there? In the back of a pot still. I mean, so it was highly a dangerous thing to do. But we managed to do it, and because of that high-intensity alcohol, I put it into fresh American oak. There's no water in there. There's no reduction. There's only like 10% water, 90% alcohol. And it was distilled four times. It's the purest, purest spirit ever. It's got texture like quicksilver, silky and satiny. It's like, oh, Jesus. And if you taste it now, it's like 16 months old. It's just a completely new experience. It's just beautiful. I was doing some tasting notes on it today. It's like, I've cut it back to 65.4. I've cut it down from what was 88 to 65.4. It's just, when you take it you're on the palate for the first time, it's like the wow factor, you know, wow. It just flashes right over the palate, you know what I mean? It's just like, it seeks out every little receptor cell, and there's 10,000 in your tongue. This thing is wow, it's like backdraft. You know, an aircraft goes past you and you go, woof. It's got this amazing whoosh that goes right through the palate. Like, Jesus Christ, what happened to me there, you know? What the hell happened? You know, what was that experience? I haven't had that since I was 18 down to school hall, you know? And then when you take it a second time, when you take the second sip, the palate is adapted and it's got used to the heat. And it's just the most beautiful thing. It's vanilla, vanilla, vanilla. It's as sweet as can be. Just one. It's almost, as I say, it's almost syrup-like in the texture. So that's our festival cask. So it's like the Alcohol Olympics, basically, you know. It's great fun. Everybody has a good time. Everybody's dancing, singing. Old friends. I always take the Sunday because I like all the local people to come, which they can't do if it's during the week. So we get all the old people coming along. Old school teachers of mine who always tell me, they used to slap me about the ear because it's a naughty wee bugger, you know. So I must have been the most beaten up child in Beaumont when I was a kid, you know, because everybody meets me and said, you are right, wee rascal. Well, I used to give you a good thrashing. So right now I was assaulted so many times. So we've got a fantastic day lined up. We anticipate the place being absolutely jumping. We've got, I say, the Celtic music is just great. People got them dancing. And it's on web camera. If somebody wants to watch in, they can check out the web cameras. We don't have sound, so put on some Scottish music at home and just watch the antics in the courtyard. And then as the week progresses, as you know, every distillery has its day. I think Kalila is on the Monday. I think it's Ardbeg Tuesday and Duran. So it's a full fun-packed program. And there's lots of other stuff happening in the island to coincide with the festival. There's other bands coming in, playing in the village halls. There's walks around the coast. There's fishing for trout. There's golf tournaments. There's cookery demonstrations. It's a great week. People always seem to worry that there's not enough room. Well, believe you me, there is enough room. This island is 26 miles long and 18 miles wide. Now, Manhattan's about a tenth of that size, you know, so we can get plenty of people onto the island. So it's going to be great fun. The weather just now is fine. We all pray for good weather. So keep your fingers crossed for Sunday or for the rest of the week next week. And a lot of people come back time after time, and it's great to see them, and there's new people come, and they just get sucked into the whole environment. I mean, an island with 8 distilleries, 4 policemen, 2 sleeping, 2 almost sleeping, it's a good deal.
While it's too late to get to Islay for this year's festival, it's not too soon to start making plans for next year. The 2009 edition of the Islay Festival is scheduled to run May 23rd through the 31st. And there's a link to the Faisiel website at the WhiskeyCast website. Finally, I'd like to thank Anthony Caporelli, who hosts the excellent Art of the Drink podcast. He's a master bartender and expert on cocktails, and was kind enough to tape an interview with me for his show when we were in Kentucky a few weeks ago. He's included that interview in his latest episode, which also has his recipe for the perfect Manhattan. There's a link to the Art of the Drink website at the WhiskeyCast website. That's also where you'll find other links for the week, the calendar of events, the WhiskeyCast store, and a complete archive of past episodes. The address is www.whiskeycast.com. And my email address for questions and suggestions is comments@whiskeycast.com. WhiskeyCast is a production of MG Media, copyright 2008, and comes to you from the charming, yet regrettably dry town of Haddonfield, New Jersey. I'm Mark Gillespie, reminding you that when you drink, please drink responsibly. Thanks for listening.